Okay, now we're back, and we have two charts to discuss today in detail. And of course, this one is Parker's invention. So I'm going to let you lead off and describe the chart in some detail.
Well, this 70-week moving average as support, it can also be charted as a 350-day moving average on a daily chart. Clearly, you know, what we're seeing over the last 8 years is it's served as good support, and in one case served as resistance. I think personally that if we get a correction soon, we'll probably end up back in this 70-week moving average area. Currently it's at 1181. However, by the time the correction is over, it's probably going to be at 1200 to 1220.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. Which also would be 1220 is where the top in April 2010 was. And oftentimes what you see is that old resistance becomes support in
right.
future downtrends. And so that's really what we're trying to show in this chart.
Okay. Now, earlier you were showing showing a chart that went back further, which was a more sophisticated one. I think we're going to use that at the Parker's up here because we're working on the seminar project, and anyway, he has a more sophisticated version of this, which I thought was probably one of the key things that we're going to put. And you know, what we're doing is carrying it back in history, but we have multi-bands associated with it, which are helpful. And one of them is verifying that the 70-week moving average is a support level, and the other one is using how much you can deviate from it to tell you something about whether you started a new bull market would be the obvious one, or whether you started a new bear market or something like that, which is added features on it. Now, let me just go on to my comments here. As you know, my good friend Peter Eliades worked out the 18 the advanced decline megatees, and we have the first one is shown there is the peak in June of 07, and then we have the other one which just passed this last week, April 27th, and we see it come up to a peak. I would just point out, like, you have to be a little bit patient on these long-term things. You'll notice that the one in 07, you had a peak, and then you pulled down, then you made a little blow off, then you started the correction. So, you know, it doesn't have to start exactly from that date. And but the interesting thing about it is these two T's all have the common left end center post from in September of 78. So that's not an issue. It's just the difference is just whether it's an 82 low or an 84 low. The major presentation from Peter Eliades, he did mention that he thought that this peak was not necessarily going to be an important one for some other reasons, but he did have he was tracking a cycle low sequence of 212 weeks, which he thought would be where this top correction would end. And what Parker's saying, what we're currently thinking is that maybe you take a little longer to go off the end of this one, but you end up down at the blue line, and then you make a rally. And Peter Eliades has that cycle scheduled for the early July time period, but you'll see in the daily chart, the next cycle low in the ringing cycle, you know, this comes up for number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8. Parker, you've also checked that out, and that is in the early July time period, right?
Yeah, number 9 will be July 1st.
July 1st, okay. Well, that's pretty early in July,
yeah.
Right? Okay, all right. So.
Can I just say one more thing on the 70-week moving average? If we do come back to the 70-week moving average, that's going to be a key inflection point, because we could bounce off it and go to another up wave,
yeah.
Or it could fail, and that could be, you know, the start of a major downtrend as well. So
right.
I'm not sure what's going to happen when we get there.
Right. Now, I'm just trying to one of the things we've been trying to decide is that what are the permutations and combinations that are going to come out of this dynamic thing? Because the gold, you said that a big university in Texas bought a billion because they got worried, okay? But what about the Chinese? What about the Germans or the other people that are doing the right thing? You know, they could always stash a couple billion away, you know, if they don't know what's going to happen. But I thought that the only thing I wanted to point out here is that if you do come back to the 70-week moving average, you really want to watch out what gold is doing, and blah, 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 the gold bonds, the dollar, and all that other stuff. Because, let me explain what I wanted to say. Obviously, we don't know what that is, so we'll have to wait on it. But if you go back and you look at what happened in the June 4th, coming off the June 4th, 2007 peak, what happened was it came down hard and hit the 70-week, well, first of all, it came down, it tried to rally, it failed, and then it came down to the 70-week moving average. What was going on there was that the world had discovered that Bear Stearns had a serious problem with mortgage securities. Okay, this was never known before. We can say that it bounced up, then it rolled over because of other reasons, but one of the things that you have to understand is that if you get a negative surprise, fundamentally, coming down to the 70-week moving average, when you go up, it's possible that people's mindset has been completely changed. So even if you get a rally on the upside, it's possible that we will want to have to analyze all this gold bond business, you know, what the Federal Reserve is thinking. You did mention maybe you could come down, and if things started to look too bad, the Federal Reserve could institute QE3. Right. Gotta save us. And maybe if they do that, does that mean that the market's going to take off? And Peter lies thinking that there's a higher objective. Is that possible? Or is there an extension to gold that comes from that? Or
I would think so.
Yeah, you would think so. So a lot of this stuff you have to go through. And the only thing I wanted to point up here is that when you come down, if you do come down and something bad comes out, what's people are going to ask what the next step is, and if they don't have an answer, you know that's the one where you kind of think maybe you could keep going down. If they got a good answer and people buy it, then maybe you have to think about it's a good buy point, and maybe things are going to work out better.
We're going to find out the bad news on the way down to the 70-week
moving average. Right. Assuming there is bad news, huh? So you know that. Okay, so now finally, I just want to. I asked Parker to look at this, the QE2T. First thing we have is the, let's look at the top of the channel. So the rally in the current short range T, which is up at the top, is it came up and it looked punky. It came down, it bounced off the S&P 500, which was 1303 at that time, and it's come back and it's risen up to the upper channel limit. And of course that's given as the, as, 1368 on the so this is something else you can do on the upside. However, once you have run from basically the black line up to the red line, most of the gains are behind you. So you should start to see the market start to go in that hugging process which you just sort of goes up and down. And then while it's doing that, this QE2T, which is basically, I call it the QE2T because you remember back in November when we made this basing pattern, and then it broke up and it cut the green cash buildup line from the June period down to November, you had to assume that this was a big T. And we can't say where to put the big T center post accurately because it's got a double bottom in it. And there was a sort of so we picked the middle point. That's basically what it is. So we're coming into sort of the midpoint or the QE2 period, but we still have room to go in a short range T which goes out towards the middle of June. Well, if you go back to the 70-week chart, what happened is that breakdown that we had down to the 70-week moving average occurred in a T that was still supposed to go into the second top. So just because you have a short range T there, it could be that the QE2T is going to cut you off, okay? And they're going to find out that this T has a sharp drop into it, and then it has a sharp rally, or no rally, or you're going into the Peter Eliade's 212-week cycle low, or something like that. So I'd say that I would be very defensive as you go into this period, even though you have this T here, because we don't know that there's something going on, and that, of course, that something is supposed to be the April 27th advanced decline peak. So I think you just have to be aware of that. Again, you'd have to say that maybe the gold and silver, and any actions by big money as to whether they feel that they need to escape the dollar as necessary or not. Now, how far are we from the dollar's previous low? That's a couple of percent. A couple of
points. We're down in the low 72 is where it bottomed in 2008.
Yeah.
So I think we're close to 72 right now.
Yeah. So the question that would be another thing that you'd want to watch is did you find support there or did it break through? Because if it broke through, it might trigger something.
The QE2T with the split bottom is going to, the target is May the 4th or 5th.
Yeah, well, we've got plenty of time to, there's no sense in worrying about that, right? We got plenty of time.
But we do know that the advanced decline line made a new high on Friday.
Yeah, yes, right. So anyway, the summary is it's a lot of interesting things that are going on. Some of them appear to be reaching a critical stage. And we provide them with things to look at, and one of them is the dollar, one of them is how gold's doing and what big money might be doing and whether the Federal Reserve has some clarification or something like that.
I think the next 6 weeks are going to be very interesting.
Yeah, right. So I think that almost winds up everything today, except that Park and I have other plans, development of the site, which that's the other thing that we worked on. And we'll reveal those as they come along. But it is possible that next week, when we do our next update, instead of doing the update on Sunday morning and having it published by noon on Sunday, we will delay it one day. That is, what I will do is I work out all the charts. Parker will work all of his charts up. We'll take the weekend off, okay? And then early Monday morning, we're going to do a video, an audio Skype, which could be video, but it's going to have an audio Skype, and I'm going to record that. And so you got two minds are going to be working on this thing, and then we're going to make a joint thing by Skype because Parker's in the South and not here. And then what we're going to try to do is get all the charts up along with the audio presentation by noon on Monday. Okay, if we're going to go that way, I will probably put a little note down at the end here saying that the next update for T3 observation is Monday by noon. I'll change it if it doesn't work out that way. But the other thing I'm planning to do also is to take the PDFs of the charts that we have and put them into one document where one chart is on each page. So you get, like, if you have seven charts, you get seven PDFs on a seven-page document, and probably type in a little description of what it is. So you just download that package, and you'll have you can just follow the audio conversation. You don't have to click to the other image.
Are you planning to record a Skype audio only or Skype video? Because I need to know whether I need to comb my hair or not.
No. That's asking too much, Wendy. You're right. No. Well, no, it's only going to be an audio. Well, the answer is, the other thing we're planning to do is we're moving our site, our site from TypePad to another one, which is, we have a professional team working on it and so forth. And we think that when we get there, we are going to be able to do audio and video together, okay? So then we would have to comb our hair. But it takes time to get these things, get the bugs worked out on that stuff. Okay, so that's pretty much what our summary is. I thank you for coming up, Parker. I know it's a long trip and stuff like that. But
thank you.
Yeah. So if it all goes well, we'll be doing the next T-Theory observation, and it will come to you by noon on Monday. Thanks for checking in. Bye-bye.